There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. What's your concern moving forward? We'll get to some of those feedbacks coming up. Gator, I want to say something that I've been sitting on here for a few days. I haven't said anything about it, but I've been sitting on this for a few days.
Okay.
And this is the deep end of the pool stuff.
Oh. Ooh, I like the deep end of the
pool. Well, but I've been sitting on it because I've been waiting to hear the other side of the story. And we haven't heard another side of the story. If there is one and you've heard it, I would very much like somebody to relay it to me. That punk that was harassing Jason Kelce.
Yep.
That should be a crime. I cannot believe that people do stuff like that. That they break out their phones to harass somebody to get a reaction. And Jason Kelce apologized on Monday Night Football. And it's not really a local story, and maybe you don't care. And the reason I've held off on saying anything, Gator, is because I want to know if Jason Kelce did something to prompt it. What did Jason Kelce do before the video starts rolling and before any of the video was out there?
May have been nothing. He may have just been walking, and the guy sees him and starts harassing him about his brother and his relationship with Taylor Swift. It may have just been exactly how it played out, or like you said, and maybe there's something that he said and then Kelce responded and then the guy escalated.
That happened Saturday, okay? Saturday at probably sometime between 11:30 and noon. It happened early in the day. I assume he was done with College Game Day and was going about his day. It is Wednesday at about noon. And there's been no reports of Jason Kelce doing anything to deserve any of that response. Am I wrong?
No,
has anything come out saying, well, don't forget, Kelce did dot, dot, dot. So I've purposefully, because if you haven't seen this video, Jason Kelce did College Game Day and part of the Penn State, Ohio State pregame coverage. The video is him walking outside of Penn State's football stadium, which many people out there have been to. And he's walking and he's carrying a 12-pack of beer and he's kind of looking like on-brand Jason Kelce. And there's a number of people yelling at him, but there's one guy in particular who uses a slur and says something about his brother dating Taylor Swift. And the whole time he's recording, he's got his phone out recording it. He is trying to harass someone to get a response and have it on his phone. And it goes on for, I don't know, in the video, 10 seconds. But it looks like it's picked up after it's been going on for a while. And Kelce turns around, grabs a kid's phone, and smashes it. I mean, just fires it into the ground.
And then picks it up and walks away with it.
Yep. And then like throws it again and then goes and picks it up again. And the kid keeps coming at him. Other people are videotaping. So you see this young man. And I don't know if he's a Penn State student or not, but he continues to harass Kelce and then turns around. Somebody else is recording and yells, did you see that? Travis Kelce broke my phone. Well, no, it wasn't Travis Kelce. It was Jason Kelce. But you deserve to have your phone broke. And I'm not a big fan of violence, but you might have deserved to have your jaw broken too. Unless some more of this story is out or is going to come out, I think this kind of behavior is as deplorable as Instagram and social media can possibly draw out of people to want to get that thing. And I'm assuming it's probably not safe to do that. It's look what I made Jason Kelce do and how many hits am I going to get on my account?
Right. And then ultimately, can I sue? Well, is there a monetary prize at the end of this because he broke my property and I felt threatened that point and all this, right? Because that's where it ultimately goes. And to this point, I have not heard anything about him suing Jason Kelce, but I'm not going to be surprised when that story breaks. But yeah, I get it. I mean, you see things like this happen, and whether it's happened to you or not, I can understand the reaction from Jason Kelce, and you'd want to react that way or in another way. But
you have an emotional reaction when you are getting harassed.
It's like, I did nothing to, why are you bothering me? Yeah. I mean, your life goes on fine without me in it, and I don't even know you. I'm just walking from point A to point B, not even paying attention to you. Am I on top of your mind?
I'm not sure that there's anything that Kelce, about Jason Kelce, that any person deserves to say that unless Jason Kelce did something to them. He doesn't deserve it for being an Eagle. He doesn't deserve it for being Travis's brother. He doesn't deserve it for his on-air antics. Like, I'm not an Eagle fan. I'm not even a fan of the Kelces in particular. It's not like I've got jerseys or anything like that. But unless he did something to you, he's living his life. You live yours. If you don't like him because of sports or anything else, unless he does something to you, that kind of behavior, it disgusts me. It disgusts me. And I've held out. Like, I wanted to make that kid my chump of the weekend. But I'm like, there could be more to the story. There probably is more to the story. But by Wednesday, we would have heard the more to the story, I would think, right?
Yeah. I haven't heard anything about it.
And then Kelce comes out and apologizes. And I get why. It's something that he's kind of got to address because he's on Monday Night Football's pregame coverage.
Yeah, and because we're not supposed to react that way. It's supposed to be sticks and stones and all that. And you can't resort to violence or intimidation or something like that. But I don't want that guy to get off scot-free either, you know, for being someone who is appears to be instigating the entire thing and is persistent in trying to get a rise out of the person and seemingly for no reason other than his own amusement, which is, it's bothersome. And you add to that, then you've got Joel Embiid, who gets into a shouting match and then ends up shoving a reporter because he didn't like the reporter, something he had written that mentioned his dead brother and some other family members, and he didn't like it. And then now he's got to, you know, perhaps apologize for that because he's been suspended for 3 games because of it. It feels like it's too loose right now. The people are able to do whatever they want and say whatever they want without repercussions. And I get it. There's protections within the Constitution for right to free speech and all that. But what about the right to not be harassed? There's something there.
I mean, I just think about, what if I found out, I got college-age kids. What if one of my kids did that? I would be as humiliated as I could possibly be if one of my children acted like that. And they're not perfect, okay? I don't expect them to be perfect. You nor I nor none of us were perfect. But you, and I have some sympathy for people in the early stages of frontal lobe development that don't see big pictures and react spontaneously and think that this stuff is funny, that they have a chance to grow up and be a respectable member of our society. But it's easy to bet against that guy. Like, that was terrible. If there was nothing that prompted it, and I'll emphasize it because there still could be something that may come out. But if that was a member of my family? What if you found out that was your brother or your nephew? You know,
it was harassing somebody.
Yeah.
I'd be livid.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So I held off on it, and I didn't want to say anything. And sorry, I sprung this on you. I wasn't around for show prep today. I'm getting this procedure done. But bottom line is, I think we've let it go long enough to feel pretty good that Kelsey didn't do anything to deserve that. And I'm just.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm disgusted that people treat each other that way. And Gator, the funny thing is in the middle of, we've all done that. We've done this show forever together, right? And in the middle of COVID, where we got into some pretty heated topics, is where we started saying, stay safe. That was about COVID, and treat each other with respect. Cause we debate stuff. And it made me realize at that time that I kind of knew this before, but you really have to walk in other people's shoes. You really have to try and see the world through their prism. And maybe it's even more applicable today, but because that Kelsey thing, like is that treating anybody with respect? Do you want to be treated that way? Like that kid probably didn't realize. And what's going to happen to him now? People going to harass him? If he's a student at Penn State, do you think people think of him as a hero or people think of him as a pariah?
It's probably split. Sadly, it's split. In this day and age, you know, you become a YouTube star because of stuff like this. But it's hard to upload the video when your phone is smashed. Although there's plenty of people that had the video because we've all seen, you know, from other camera angles.
I feel ridiculous being this serious and I'm wearing sunglasses because I got dilated pupils. But 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.